We're looking at verse 38, Acts 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We're witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God raised up the third day, and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Now notice this, verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. Now these were Jews that had came to Cornelius's house, and Cornelius was a Gentile, and his household was filled with Gentiles. And so while Peter is preaching, the Holy Spirit falls on a house full of Gentiles. And the Jews that came with Peter are astonished that the Gentiles would get the same gift of the Holy Ghost that they had. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God wasn't stopped by the Gentiles, that he fell on the Gentiles too? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. How did they know? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Let us pray. Let's pray tonight. Father, I thank you for your word tonight. God, I thank you that there is a word in the house and that there is an anointing, Lord, for this word. I thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, Ramasata Ariboshai, we're asking, Lord, let that mighty anointing fall in this house tonight, Lord. Fall on every one of us, Lord. We want fresh oil, fresh fire, fresh anointing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Now say, fall on us.
Fall on us.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, while Peter was preaching, while he was speaking these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. I want to draw your attention tonight to that one word in that verse, the word fell. The word fell, that word captured my attention when I began to study this scripture. It doesn't say, I want you to notice, it doesn't say that the Holy Spirit drifted in, and it doesn't say that he just hovered over the people or he just settled in the atmosphere. The fact is, the scripture says, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Hallelujah. First of all, that tells me that something that was happening and what was happening is the work of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
He is the initiator. Oh, hallelujah. He initiated it. It doesn't say that they jumped up, they grabbed it, they reached out, they took hold of it. It says the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Secondly, the thing that captured my attention about that word fell, the word fell means to fall upon, to rush or press upon, to come suddenly upon, to come forcibly, to seize or take possession of, and one definition even says to strike or to hit. In other words, let me say it this way. The Holy Ghost came that day in Cornelius's house in an undeniable, indisputable manner. It was a tangible, heavy manifestation of the power of God. Everyone present was visibly and physically affected by it. They felt it, and anyone present could see the effects of the Spirit upon them. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands and say, fall on me, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Now, as I read the scripture and began to study this word, I began to go to other places in my mind where the power of God fell. The first one was in 1 Chronicles 21:26. It said, David made an altar to the Lord. He called upon the Lord, and God answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. Glory to God. 2 Chronicles 7:1, Solomon made a great sacrifice to the Lord. And when he had made an end of praying, the Bible says, the fire came down from heaven, and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. These were undeniable, indisputable, irrefutable, visible, tangible manifestations of the power of God. And then the one that really stands out in my attention was when Elijah squared off with Ahab and the false prophets of Baal upon Mount Carmel. The false prophets and the true prophet, the man of God, Elijah, they came to an agreement. And here was the agreement. They would both build an altar. They would offer a sacrifice, but they would put no fire under it. Then they would call upon their respective gods, and the God that answered by fire, he would be recognized as the one true God. The story goes that the false prophets built their altar. They laid the sacrifice on the altar. They called upon Baal from morning till noon with no answer. Elijah began to mock them and criticize them. And then they became violent, the Bible says. They went into a frenzy. They began to jump on the altar and cut themselves with knives and lancet until the blood gushed out upon them. They continued this from noon till the evening sacrifice. And then, glory to God, Elijah took over. Hallelujah. Elijah, I could just see Elijah up on that mountain saying, now you guys get out of the way. You've been up here from morning till evening time. You've jumped, you've shouted, you've hollered, you've cut yourself. Blood's all over the place. Now get out of the way. Let me talk to God. And so the Bible says Elijah took over. He repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down, put the wood in order, put the sacrifice on the wood, had him pour 12 barrels of water on the sacrifice, and then he prayed a short prayer. And the hallelujah. And the Bible says that the fire of the Lord fell. Everybody say fell. It fell just like the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, just like he fell on Cornelius' household. The fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God, the Lord, he is the God. And the fact is, what happened upon that mountain was so powerful, it was so undeniable, that in a moment's time, it turned an entire nation back to God. Think about that. In a moment's time, it turned the nation back to God. They experienced, everybody say experience.
Experience.
They experienced a visible, tangible manifestation of the power of God, or I would say it this way, they had a God encounter. Yeah. The fire of God, the power of God, fell upon that mountain, it fell upon that altar, and it fell upon that sacrifice. And then my mind went to Acts chapter 2. And when the Bible said that the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all in one place with one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting, and cloven tongues like as fire set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Oh, hallelujah. See, I'm talking about the fire of God. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the Holy Ghost. The fire of God fell on David's altar and burnt offerings. The fire of God fell on Solomon's offerings and sacrifices. The fire of God, the Holy Ghost, the power of God, fell on Mount Carmel. The Holy Ghost fire fell on the day of Pentecost.
the Holy Ghost fire fell on the Gentiles in Cornelius' house. In every case, Old Testament, New Testament, it was a visible, tangible, undeniable manifestation of the power of God.
Somebody lift your hands right now and tell him, I want you to follow me. Tell the Holy Ghost, follow me, Holy Ghost. So about the old Shatan.
I got to tell you, my friend, what really concerns me today is we're raising a generation of Christians who have never had a God encounter. They've never experienced a tangible, undeniable manifestation of the power of God. They know God only in theory, and they know God religiously. They know God mentally and intellectually. They know about God, but they've never had a Mount Carmel, Day of Pentecost, House of Cornelius, encounter with the reality of the fire and the power of God falling on them. They've never had a burning bush experience. They've never experienced the power of the Holy Ghost seizing them and taking possession of them. They've never experienced the supernatural fire of God burning in their hands and burning in their feet. To so many people in this generation today, the fire of God is just a concept. It's just an idea. But I came on an assignment tonight to tell you that the fire of God is not just a concept. It's not just an idea. It's not just a theory or a philosophy to be studied. It's not the figment of an overactive imagination. It's not just religious ramblings. The fire of God is the mighty Holy Ghost. He's the third person of the Godhead. He is God, and he is the might, and he is the power of God, and he is the same fire that fell on Mount Carmel. He's the same fire that fell on the day of Pentecost. He's the same fire that fell in Cornelius's house. And the fire of God is real, and the fire of God is tangible, and the fire of God is alive, and the fire of God is contagious. Somebody say, follow me, Holy Ghost. The fire of God is the power of God. The power of God is the only power that can heal. Doctors can cut out diseased parts, but doctors can't heal. Doctors can administer radiation and chemo, but even then the body suffers from harmful side effects. Only the power of God can heal. But the fire of God can go into a body. It can burn cancer out of your body and never leave a trace, never leave a scar, never leave harmful side effects. I'm telling you, the fire of God can burn drugs out of your system. It can burn the desire for alcohol out of your life. The fire of God can burn up jealousy and lust and perversion. It will burn up pride. It will heal your broken heart. It will still restore joy, restore peace. It will heal your marriage, oh Messiah. It will heal your mind. The fire of God is the power of God. Somebody say the power, and the fire,
and the
Holy Ghost. See, they're all the same. They're all the same. See, my prayer tonight is, God, do it again. Let the fire of God fall. The same fire that fell on the day of Pentecost. That same fire that fell on the Gentiles in Cornelius' house. God, do it again. Do it again. Let the fire fall on us. Let the fire fall on Grover Beach Pentecostal Church of God. And let it come suddenly. And let it come forcibly. And let it come powerfully. Let, oh God, rush in on us and seize us and take possession of us, because we're not satisfied just to read about it. And we're not satisfied just to talk about it. And we're not satisfied just to philosophize about it and theorize about it. We want to experience the power of the living God. Yes. Oh, fall on us, Holy Ghost. Fall on us, Holy Ghost. Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. This power is not a theory or a concept. This power is the same power that caused the sun and the moon to stand still. It's the same power that divided the Red Sea. It's the same power that caused water to flow out of a rock like a river. It's the same power that made the three Hebrew children fireproof, that gave Daniel's lion's lockjaw. It's the same power that shook Paul and Silas's prison off its foundation. It's the same power that was on Jesus' life, that opened blind eyes, unstopped deaf ears, made the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. And it's the same power that raised up Jesus from the dead. And it's that same fire, and it's that same anointing, and that same power God wants to send on every one of us tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody say, let it fall on me, God. Let it fall on me. I want the Holy Ghost fire. I want that anointing to fall on me. The Bible said he fell on all them that heard the word. He fell on all them that heard the word. My friend, he wants to fall on every one of us that's hearing this word right now. He wants to fall on us. The word made a way for the fire. The word made a way for the fire. God is wanting to fall on your life with tangible, undeniable, irrefutable, indisputable manifestations of the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost. He wants to fall on your life. Can you just lift your hands for just a minute and stir this atmosphere? I feel the Holy Ghost moving in this house. I feel an anointing beginning to stir in this place. I'm hungry tonight, God. I'm hungry for the fire of God to come on my life. I'm hungry for the fire of God to fall on me, God. I want more, God, than theories, ideas, and philosophies. I want reality. I want indisputable, undeniable, irrefutable proof, Lord, of your presence and power in my life. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hey, the Bible says, call unto me in Jeremiah 33:3. I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not of. He said, if you ask, you receive. If you seek, you'll find. If you knock, the door shall be opened unto you. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hunger is a magnet, my friend. Hunger will draw the anointing. Hunger will open the door for the manifestation of the power of God. Am I talking to anybody in this house tonight who's hungry for the presence of God? Hungry for the glory of God? Hungry for the power of God to fall on your life? Thank you, Lord. God, I'm hungry tonight. I'm hungry. 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 Am I talking to anybody? Amen. Who wants the reality of the tangible manifestation of the anointing and the power of God? Am I talking to anybody tonight who's not satisfied with religion and tradition, not satisfied with concepts and theories and ideas and philosophies? Am I talking to anybody who wants the old-fashioned power of Pentecost in your life? Glory to God. Glory to God. That man named as, I've known as the Apostle of Faith, Smith Wigglesworth. He said one day, he said, every soul touched by Pentecost should be a live wire. Every soul touched by Pentecost should be a live wire. See, I'm talking about the reality of the tangible power of God, the tangible anointing of the Holy Ghost. There was so much tangible power left in Elisha's bones, that when they threw a dead man down on top of his bones, the Bible says, as soon as that dead body hit those bones of that old prophet, there was so much power left inside of those bones. There was so much unction and so much anointing and so much fire of God left inside of those bones that it quickened that dead man and raised him from the dead, and he sprung up out of that grave. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about the tangible anointing of God. I'm talking about the tangible manifestation of the power of God. Oh, I believe that there's some hungry and thirsty people listening to me who refuse to be satisfied or pacified with anything less than a personal encounter with the true fire of God. I believe that somebody's going to catch fire tonight. I believe that somebody's going to get hit by the power of God tonight. I believe that the power of God's going to seize your life and take hold of your life and set your life on fire, because our God is a consuming fire. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, lift your hands right now and tell them, fall on me, Holy Ghost. He is a consuming fire. He doesn't just want to touch us. He wants to consume us. He doesn't just want to graze us. Bless us as he passes by. He wants to consume us. Glory to God. Just like the fire fell on Mount Carmel, it consumed everything. It consumed the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dirt, the water in the trench. So also tonight, the consuming fire of God is falling on your life and falling on my life. Oh, hallelujah. I feel that fire of God in this house tonight, that consuming fire of God. Yes, we still serve the God who answers by fire. Can I tell you, the only thing that's going to move this world we live in is fire. The only thing that's going to change this world we live in is fire. We can talk about God all we want, and we can talk about how good he is and how merciful he is and how kind he is and how wonderful and graceful he is. We can talk about all these wonderful things, but I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, we got to have some fire. When it's all said and done, we got to have some fire from heaven. We got to have some power of God in our life, because you got to be able to kick the devil out. You got to be able to let the power of God flow through your life. Healing virtue, healing power, healing anointing. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you, and it dwells on the inside of me. That's power. Somebody say, that's power. Say, I'm talking about power. Talking about resurrection power. Somebody said to R.W. Shambach one time. He said, well, what do you do when something's dead? Said, well, you know, the first thought is, well, if it's dead, you're supposed to bury it. That's what you do when something's dead. But R.W. Shambach, he says, no, my God, you don't bury it. He said, you resurrect it. Resurrection power. That's the same spirit in you and me today. That same Holy Ghost. Friend, listen, we still serve the same God. He's the God that answers by fire. The God that answers by fire. Wherever there's an altar, wherever there's a sacrifice, wherever there's prevailing prayer, wherever there are hungry hearts, wherever there's a desperation for him, there's fire. The fire of God will fall. And when the fire of God falls, the fire of God will heal. He will deliver. He will restore broken hearts, broken lives. He'll restore marriages. He'll revive you. He'll resurrect you. He'll put life back into you. He'll anoint you with fresh power and fresh fire. Friend, listen to me. We live in a day and an hour when everything around us is trying to put our fire out. You listen to the news, and it's bad news. You read the newspaper, and it's bad news. Everything around us is bad news. It's discouraging, it's depressing. And if you listen to it and you let it get in, it'll quench and it'll put out your fire. But friend, we gotta have fresh fire. We gotta stay close to the Holy Ghost. Won't you stand to your feet and lift your hands right now? I feel God moving in this house right now. Won't you to lift your hands right now and tell him, you're not talking to me, you're talking to God. You're talking to the Holy Spirit. He knows where you are. He knows what you need right now. He knows how to get it to you right now. I want you to lift your hands and tell him, Holy Ghost, I want you to fall on me. I want you, fire of God, I want you to fall on me. I want that fresh fire. I want that fresh anointing. I want that same spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost. I want that same Holy Ghost that fell on those Gentiles in the household of Cornelius. I want that same power to follow me tonight, God. Oh, I want that same fire to follow my heart and follow my life tonight and consume me, Holy Ghost. Let it fall on you tonight. Let it fall on you tonight. I'm hungry for you, God. I'm thirsty for you, God. I'm not satisfied. Sister Judy, I need you to come right here. Come right here. I've been feeling this all night. The Lord says to tell you, my daughter, you stand on the threshold of a new realm of glory. You stand on the threshold, said the Lord, of a new anointing. I have brought you to it, but now I'm going to bring you through it. I have brought you to it, and the Lord will say unto thee, daughter, you have been at this place before. You have come close before, and you've got to this place, but things got in, and things held you up, and things got in the way, and they pushed you back. But the Lord says to tell you, daughter, this time nothing is going to hold you back. This time nothing is going to keep you from walking in the anointing that I've ordained for your life. For even this night, says the Lord, do I send an anointing upon your life to testify and to validate what I said to you and what I'm doing in you. Come on, just worship the Lord for just a moment. Just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Cindy, come up here. Sister Cindy, come up here. I need to minister to you. Come on, church. Just flow with this anointing tonight. There's an anointing in this house. Hallelujah. The Lord would say to thee, daughter, you have my attention tonight. The Lord would say to thee, I have seen thee in the dark and the difficult places of your life. And the Lord would say to thee that I have seen your faithfulness in the hard places. And I've seen your faithfulness in the dark places and in the difficult and the tight places, saith God. But the Lord would say unto thee, daughter, that I am bringing you into a large place. I'm bringing you into a large place of joy, a large place of peace, and a large place of my presence. And even says the Lord, he said, I will be about you as a ring of fire, saith God. I will be about you as a ring of fire, and I will defend you, and I will watch over you, saith the Lord. For I have ordained you for such a time as this, and I am bringing you, saith the Lord, into a large place. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Kenny, come here, Brother Kenny. You're missing your better half. But I'm still going to give you the word. The Lord said, my son, you have my attention tonight. My heart is moved towards you, saith the Lord. For the Lord would say, I've brought you a long way. And I've brought you through some hard places and difficult places, saith the Lord. But I brought you to this place, saith God, that I might show myself to you. That I might reveal myself to you. For even in the deep of your heart, you said, Lord, I don't want religion. I don't want tradition. I don't want, Lord, just to go through the motions. I want to know you for myself. I want the reality of the power of God in my life. And the Lord was saying to me, my son, I've heard thy prayer, and I've heard the cry of your heart. And the Lord was saying to thee, I have come down to thee, even this night, saith God, to speak to you and to reveal to you your heart. And to show you, saith God, that I know you, that I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, saith God. And I appointed you for such a time as this, saith the Lord. And even from this night forth, saith the Lord, is an anointing coming upon you. And not only upon you, but upon your household, saith the Lord. For you shall leave this place tonight, and you shall go home to a new house, saith God. For I am doing a new thing in thy house, saith God. For even this night, saith the Lord, do I visit your household, saith the Lord. Come on, rejoice, let us rejoice. Come on, rejoice. Lord, I thank you. God, I praise you for your word. I praise you for your knowing, God. I praise you for the Holy Ghost. I want you to follow me, Holy Ghost. I want you to follow me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. What you're doing tonight. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Take over. Hallelujah. 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 Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. Hallelujah. Now, I feel the Holy Ghost still. He's still working. He's still working. Still working. In the most short time of day, shall I throw her aside? The record I come over. The glory shall go by. Hallelujah, Jesus, I magnify you. Go to my name. Get all shot out of my. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Thank you for what you're doing tonight, Lord. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How tough of us. Oh, I thank you. It's all about you. just praise God. Praise God. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Come on, sing that again. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you so much, Lord Jesus. Andalo burande yandolo rasyata taya. Oh, mahiya yala yala yala. Seturande yasata ya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord. Get out of the ocean, out of the outside. God stirred some things up tonight. God is quickening some things. And in the ocean, I love the city. Oh, come on, let's not get in a hurry. I feel the Holy Ghost is really stirring something deep tonight. God, I praise you tonight. I praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the anointing. The anointing. The fire of God. God, I praise you. My first encounter with the fire of God was not in church. My first encounter with the fire of God was in my living room. At about 4:30 in the morning, the power of God fell on me. And when it fell on me, it went through the top of my head. It went out my toes. It went out my fingertips. It felt like lightning bolts. It felt like I just got plugged in to the outlet. And the power just started surging through me and started shooting out of my body. That was my first encounter, but since that time I've had many encounters with the fire of God. And I'm telling you, the fire of God is real. It's tangible. It's not an idea, philosophy, or a theory. It's reality. It's the power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the power that caused devils to flee. It's the power that causes cancer to leave bodies. I had a friend who was a pastor, was a drug addict. God, before God delivered him, he was a drug addict. He almost died before he got saved. He was laying in a, he had shoved a needle into his vein that didn't even have a needle. It was the end of a syringe, and he just shaved it off so it would get into his vein. Shoved it into his vein to shoot drugs into his system. And lay there in a pool of blood and almost died. Somebody walked in and found him. But I'm telling you, that same young man, the power of God came down on him. In 1 minute's time, he delivered him. Drugs was burned out of his system, and he never had another desire for drugs the rest of his life. That's God.
That's God. That's God. Can't nobody do that but God. Can't nobody do that but the power of God. Hallelujah. Want us to stand tonight all over the house. Now I want us to just tell the Lord that we make ourselves available to Him. Would you do that all over this house? Would you lift your hands and tell the Holy Spirit that you're available to Him? That He can use you however He wants to use you, to be a witness, to testify, to touch people, to love people, to share Jesus with them. Let His power flow through you. Holy Spirit, we're available. We're available, Holy Spirit. We're available. Use us like you used Jesus. Use us like you used Peter and John. Use us like you used Apostle Paul, Lord. Use us. We're available. We just want to be used by you. Take my hands and take my feet and take my lips and use them for your glory, God. And let me be an instrument of your power. Flow through me, Lord. Flow through me in this world to make a difference, I pray. In Jesus' wonderful name. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you shake hands, hug your necks. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. We love you. Appreciate you. Oh, yeah, our team.